弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读一处圣经啊，是这个路加福音的第十九章第二十九节开始。我们从二十九节读到三十五节啊。
Let's start by turning to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 19, and we'll start from verse 29 to 35.
我用中文读，然后请我弟兄英文读。
I'll read in Chinese, and my brother will read in English.
耶稣说完了这话。就在前面走上耶路撒冷去将近伯法奇和伯大尼有一座山名叫橄榄山那里就打发两个门徒说你们往对面村子里去进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里是从来没有人骑过的可以解开牵来若有人问你们问为什么解它你们就说主要用它打发的人去了所遇见的正如耶稣所说的他们解驴驹的时候主人问他们说解驴驹做什么他们说主要用它他们牵到耶稣那里把自己的衣服搭在上面骑扶着耶稣骑上
Sorry, starting verse 28 After he said these things he was going on ahead going up to Jerusalem when he approached BethphageAnd Bethany, near the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, Go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a colt, tied on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? You shall say, The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away and found it just as he had told them.As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, Why are you untying the colt? They said, The Lord has need of it. They brought it to Jesus, and they threw their coats on the colt and put Jesus on it.
很多年以前啊，我这个可以说在刚刚信主的时候。
Many years ago when I had first just believed in the Lord.
那个时候有一次就唱到我们今天唱的第一首诗歌。
We sang the hymn that we first sang today.
我深深地被这首诗歌打动。
And I was deeply touched by this hymn.
我被这个诗歌里面对着主的这个单纯的专注的奉献所感动。
And I was touched by the simplicity of offering it all to the Lord.
那个时候我并不明白这个他讲的是什么。
And at that time, I did not really truly understand what it was speaking about.
但是我真的跟主祷告说主这个诗歌的感觉也是 我的感觉。
But I had this prayer within my heart that this prayer of this hymn might be my prayer as well.
但是接下去几年当中经历了许多的失败。
But then in the following years after that, I suffered many failures.
经历许多挣扎。
And many conflicts.
有一次可以说是我自己到今天为止还认为是很大的一个失败。
And, something that I consider maybe a very great failure in my life.
结果我正是可以说到西雅图来其中一个原因就是这个。
And, one of these reasons is why I came here to Seattle.
我正在一个低落的情绪的情况下面。
And I was in a very low place in my life at that time.
我一方面对主还是我很有感情。
And I had a love towards the Lord.
我有差不多一年多的时间我真是渴望能够主能够恢复我到那个以前跟他亲近的那个感觉中去。
And I wanted to have this work of recovery, and recover that feeling of love towards the Lord.
但是我又觉得自己实在很不配。
But I felt like I was unworthy.
最后这时候有一位老弟兄
And at that time, an elderly brother,
他送给我一个礼物。
He gave me a gift.
这个礼物就是一幅画。
And it was a picture.
这幅画上面就是一个驴驹拴在那里。
And in this picture, there was a picture of a colt that was tied.
然后四个字，主要用它。
And there was four words, in Chinese, it's the Lord has need of it.
就是出自于今天我们读的这一段。
And it is related to the verse that we just read today.
你知道我当时我心里面深深的被摸到。
And at that time, I was deeply touched.
我知道主在跟我说话。
And I knew that the Lord was speaking to me.
他说，虽然你如同驴驹 ，although you are like a colt.
Oh, although you are like this colt.
But I have the need of you. 我要用你。
But I have need of you.
今天我想就着这一段圣经跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
And so through this, couple passages in the Bible, I will share with brothers and sisters today.
就像我们刚才领事的弟兄说，我们在年轻的时候，我们很容易，我们唱着这样的诗歌的时候，我们被他打动。
And just like our brother shared earlier while we were singing this hymn, that when we were young, that we are often very moved by this hymn.
我们可以跟主说，我把年轻的岁月奉献给你。
And that we can say to the Lord, you can take the days of my youth.
其实我们都知道，我们的年岁非常的窄短。
But we know that our time is very short.
转瞬之间，你看我的白头发都有了。
And in the turn of an eye, in the blink of an eye, we can see that I've grown many white hairs.
你知道有一次我们在东南区唱诗歌的时候，我们也是唱这首诗歌。
And one time in the Southeast District Bible Study, we sang this hymn as well.
我们一位年长的弟兄，他哭着跟我们说。
And there was an elderly brother who tearfully said to me.
他说，虽然我今天没有再没有年轻的岁月。
That even though I'm no longer young today.
但是我还是可以把我余下的人生中最年轻的日子献给主。
But in the time that I have left, I can give of my youth to the Master.
啊，愿这成为我们的激励。
And may this truly be our encouragement.
他这里啊，就是主要用他。
And this phrase, the Lord has need of it.
啊，我自己那个时候，我第一这个看到那幅画的时候，我第一个感觉。
And the first thought that I had when I looked upon this picture was,
你发觉很奇妙，我是有一位主的。
That it is something that is wonderful that we have a Lord.
我是驴驹，但是我有一位主。
That I am this colt, but I have a Lord.
你知道，是你的主跟你说话，和不是你的主的那个人跟你说同样的话，在你的里面感觉是不一样的。
And the Lord that is yours speaking to you is very different from the Lord that is not.
那天那个驴驹可能他拴在那里。
And that day when the colt was tied.
我们知道在别的福音书里面讲到这幅图画，这个驴驹是跟他的那个母驴也是拴在旁边啊。
And in the other gospels it writes of how this colt was tied next to its mother.
也许在主这句话临到他之前，这个驴驹可能在想，可能我的一生大概就跟我的妈妈跟我的爸爸一样。
And before the Lord's had need of this colt, that maybe this colt was thinking that it was going to be next to its family for the rest of its life.
就像你我在遇到主之前，我们都认为可能我们也就是在人生的这个悲欢离合，这个生老病死的循环里面。
Just like you and I, before we met the Lord, before we believed in the Lord, that we thought that maybe we would continue on in the comforts of life.
可能我们认为，可能我们一辈子也就这样子。
And we would continue to live just as we have lived.
好一点，多得着一点，好像世上的欢乐。
That we gain a little and we enjoy the pleasures of this earth.
差一点，多受一点苦。
And if we lack a little, then we suffer a little.
其实都差不多。
And it's all about the same.
但是你知道，这一天主说 ，I have a need of you. 我主要用它。
And this day when the Lord said, the Lord has need of it.
在他的里面，他碰到了他的主。
That he met the Lord.
他的真的主人。
And the true master.
所以我是驴驹，但是我是有主人的。
So I am this colt, but I have a master.
我的主人负我一切的责任。
And the master has full responsibility over me.
并且我的主人在我身上有全部的权利。
And this master has authority, all the authority over me.
Yeah. 这是第一个我当时的感觉。
And this was my first thought.
我就跟主说，是的，你是我的主人。
And so I said to the Lord, yes, you are my master.
我是一点都不配的。
that I am unworthy.
我是个不信实的人。
That I am
unfaithful. 我是不可靠的。
And I am untrustworthy.
交给我一点事，我只有给你做砸。
And if you give me something that I can mess it up.
但是你知道吗？主说 ，I have need of you. 我要用你。
But the Lord has said that He has need of it and that He can use me.
他是天地的主，他不需要，他不缺乏。
He is the God of heaven and earth, and yet, and He is lacking in nothing.
但是他说他要用我。
But He has said that He has
use of me. 这对你我是最大的福音。
And this is the wonderful gospel to you and me.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为他定义了你人生的意义和目的。
Because He has set this purpose in you and I.
他定义了你的价值。
And He has set our worth.
那然后他说这个这里他讲到的这个驴驹本身啊，他没有这个在这里没有描述，在别的地方他福音书里面讲到这个驴驹是从来没有被人骑过的。
And this colt, it mentions one point in particular of this colt and the other gospels as well. It says that this colt has never been sat upon.
我深处深深的有感觉，我就是那个没有被人骑过的。
And I have this deep, feeling within my heart that, it is one that, I am like this colt that has never been ridden on.
我什么都不会，什么也不知道。
That I know nothing.
是没有被训练过的。
That I am untrained.
是没有办法用的。
That I am unusable.
但是当时我被主的爱所充满。
But when we are filled with the love of the Lord,
我就跟主说，主谢谢你。
We say to the Lord, thank you.
我以为可能我就是在这个角落里面，永远没有人，不会有什么用处了。
That I might have this feeling that I am, that I might not have much use.
这个驴驹可能是千百万的驴驹里面的其中的一个。
That this colt here might be one in a million.
丢在一群的驴里面，可能也不会引人注目。
That amongst a herd of colts, that it is unremarkable.
但是，亲爱的主 ，find good use of us.
But the dear Lord has found good use for us.
他能够使用我们。
And that He has need for us.
啊，所以我那天我就跟主祷告，我说我就跟着你了。
So on that day, I prayed to the Lord that I will follow you.
在以后的日子里面还是有许多的挣扎和学习。
And in the following years, I continue to have a lot of lessons and learnings before the Lord.
但是那个时刻对我的人生是一个重要的改变的时刻。
But that time and that lesson was a great turning point in my life.
这一段圣经里面啊，他讲到这个驴驹啊，他可能这一辈子这个整个圣经就记载了那么一回。
And in this, in these couple passages in the Bible, it speaks on this colt, and it's a very short, section that speaks on this colt.
当他被主骑着这个进耶路撒冷的时候，他也是在默默地驮着他的主。
But as the Lord rode this colt into the city of Jerusalem, that he,
因为他carried Jesus.
Oh, he carried the Lord into Jerusalem.
Yeah, 因为他知道。当得人注目的是他的主，不是他。
Because he understood that the one that the people were praising was the Lord himself, and not the colt.
他只要在这里尽他的功用就可以了。
And that he understood the purpose of his that he had been put in charge of.
你知道后来主勉励我，让我也看见一点感觉，有一点。感觉
and the Lord had mercy on me and revealed to me.
你知道这个时候如果我是匹马的话也没什么用。
And if I was a full-grown horse, I would not be much use either.
是不是？因为主要的是驴驹。
Because the Lord needed a colt.
所以主就提醒我，虽然你是驴驹，跟那个马站在一起，你羞羞惨惨的。
That even though,
You are a colt.
You are a colt, even standing next to a full-grown horse.
You are like embarrassed.
Oh, you weren't embarrassing.
但是在那个时刻, 在那个情形中, 我要的就是驴驹。
But in that moment, the Lord had need of a colt.
这告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
就提醒我们, 我们每一个人都是有用的。
The Lord is reminding us that each of us has a use before Him.
我们做所要做的就是好好的预备。你不知道我们的主在什么时候，在哪一个场景里，他用得着你。
That we need to prepare ourselves because we do not know when the Lord has use for us.
那用着了，我们就满足了。
And when we are used by the Master, then we can be fulfilled.
我们的主在我们身上的心愿就成全了。
And the purpose of the Lord is fulfilled in each of us.
所以我们每一位弟兄姊妹，主都是在主的手中是可用的。So
every brother and sister can be used by the Lord.
他要的是，第一，你有没有这个心愿？
And what He wants and desires first is, do you have a heart to be used?
第二，你是不是在主的手中被他训练了，到那个时候是可用的？
And the second point is, are you willing to be placed in the hands of the Master to be used?
所以在以后的日子里面，主常常就用这个提醒我。So
the Lord continued to use this picture to remind me.
或使用或不使用是主的事。To
be used or not to be used, it is the Lord's,
什么时候用，在哪里用是主的事。
And when I'm to be used is also the Lord's decision.
我们的责任就是好好的做我们主给我们的本分。And
our responsibility is to be prepared and to live to the responsibilities that the Lord has charged us with.
Yeah. 然后这里啊，这个我记得这个驴驹的故事啊，在讲到这个驴。 这个背着主耶稣进了耶路撒冷之后，他就再也没有了。And
the colt, after he carried the Lord Jesus into Jerusalem, this colt is never mentioned again.
Yeah, 那个在告诉我们什么呢？就是在我们的人生当中是非常短暂的，可以被主使用的，不过就这么短短的那么一段时间。
And what does this tell us? It tells us that the time that we have to be used by the Lord might only be a short amount of time.
我自己深深觉得这个时间过过真叫快。And
I feel that time passes us very quickly.
那个时候还唱着这个将你年轻的日子献给主的时候，好像昨天一样。
And when I sang that first hymn many years ago, it felt like only yesterday.
但是从二十多岁到四十岁这段时间，在我们的在这个预备当中是至关重要的。But
from my 20s to my 40s, the time that I had spent, it was very important time.
我们那个时候我刚刚到西雅图的时候。And
at that time, I had just come to Seattle.
我们年长弟兄跟我个人有点交通的时候。
An elderly brother had some sharing with us.
送给我一本书,
and he gifted me a book.
叫跟从主,
it's Following the Lord.
这本书虽然很薄,很小一本书啊,
even though it was a very small and small book, it had a great impact in my life.
你知道提醒我,我们跟从主就在一个简单和专注。
That as we follow the Lord, we need to follow the Lord in simplicity.
我们不需要四处寻求一个地方，哦，哪里可以用，哪里可以用，哪里可以服侍，哪里服侍，不需要。We
don't need to search and seek for different uses by ourselves.
我们要的就是紧紧地跟着主。And
what we need to do is to follow closely after the Lord.
在约翰福音的第九章里面有一个简短的一句话。
And in the book of John, chapter 9, there's a short phrase.
他想到他的好牧人啊，把羊放出来，从羊圈里放出来，他在前头走，他们在后面跟。
And it speaks on how, as the shepherd leads, he leads in front of the flock and the sheep follow.
啊，我们这幅图画，愿主就是这样子的，把它做成在我们的生命中。
And may that picture also be one that is imprinted in our hearts.
我们不求做什么大事。
That we don't desire to do great things.
我们只求好好的每天跟着主。
But that our desire might be
你放心,
that we can follow after the Lord.
我自己的经历告诉我，主自然会在他的全能中安排让你进功用。
And in my own experience, I have experienced that the Lord, when he has need of and use of you, that he will make it known.
你我要预备的就是当他安排的这个环境这个需要的时候你好好的尽心尽责。
That our responsibility is that we can diligently follow after him when he asks.
我在准备这个的时候我里面有个感觉。
And I was preparing for my sharing, I had this feeling within my heart.
现今的世代邪恶。
That even though the times that we are living in are quite wicked.
这个在这个世代里面主依然有这样子的呼召。
That even in this time, the Lord has a calling for each and every one of us.
呼召我们将我们最好的献给他。
That his calling is that we might give of our best to him.
我格外是这个对着这个年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And I'm speaking to the young people.
抓住你年轻的日子好好的预备。
That you can grab on to the days of your youth to prepare.
好好的在主面前在主的话上面下功夫。
That you can put down and diligently follow after the Lord.
在十字架的经历上好好的跟随主。
That in the experience of the cross, that you can follow after the Lord.
你知道吗？在我最近的这三四年当中
，and in the past three or four years,
我发觉弟兄姊妹最能够从我们身上得着帮助的
，and I feel like something that we have great help in.
恰恰是我们那些已经在主面前经历过破碎、失败、被对付的地方。
And it is that the many dealings of the Lord in each of our lives.
所以驴驹，我们首先我们就是不忘记，我们不过就是驴驹。
So we should never forget that we are just but colts before the Lord.
我们没有什么可夸耀的。
That we don't have much use.
但是我们愿意向着主说，主我们愿意。
But that we should have a heart that is willing to be used.
你是我的主。
That we can call him our master.
好，我就交通这些。
And this will conclude my sharing.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
I think our brother already mentioned that the topic that on my sharing is the fullness of joy.
弟兄已经提到我的分享的题目是满足的喜乐。
So I think it's quite interesting, just as our brother just shared.
有一件事情在我们弟兄分享的里面很有意思。
By nature, I'm not a joyful person.
按照根据性格来讲的话呢，我不是一个喜乐的人。
My son has to remind me a couple of times that when we're taking family pictures, I have to smile.
在过去在照我们这个全家福的时候，我的儿子需要提醒我说你要笑哦。
Because we're preparing a photo book for our parents, and then find out in the last 2 years, most of the pictures that I was in, I did not smile.
在我过去的几天，我为我们的父母亲来找一些我过去的照片的时候，发现说过去两年里面照的照片，我很多都没有笑。
So, I think that's why the Lord reminds me how important it is to have the fullness of joy, and He wants me to share this topic that I'm not good at.
所以我想说，主就是因为这个原因，要我来分享说满足的喜乐是何等的重要。也许主要借着题目来提醒我自己要喜乐。
So joy is essential in Christian life.
在基督的生活里面，喜乐是非常重要的一件事情。
In the last two or a couple of years, many bad things or evil things have happened.
在过去的几年里面，很多不好的事情，甚至一些邪恶的事情发生。
So I think Christian's joy has been challenged.
作为基督徒来讲，我们的喜乐好像是遇到了挑战。
Now such challenges or and its intensity will continue and may increase even more until the Lord comes again.
我想说，在主来之前，我们遇到这样的挑战可能会越来越多，甚至会更加剧。
The Lord allows these things to happen because He wants to work deeper in our life.
我想说，主之所以允许这些事情发生，那是因为说他在我们的生命中要借这些事情来做更深的工作。
Not only to have joy, but to have a fullness of joy.
让我们的生命中不单是有喜乐，而且有满足的喜乐。
So we first consider joy, the word joy and the word fullness.
我们先来看看这两个字，一个是喜乐，一个是满足。
And then, I felt this time the Lord reminds me the Gospel according to John.
这一次的话呢，主提醒我，借着福音书的章节来提醒我。
And especially in the passages that the Lord spoke to His disciples, the night that He was betrayed and before He was crucified.
是那一晚上，是主被卖的那一晚上，在他上十字架之前，他对他的门徒所说的一段话。
Yeah, but because of the limitation of time, we can only cover one of the passage today.
因着时间的限制，我们可能也许只能分享一段话。
So, but before we consider that passage, let's first consider the two words. First, let's consider joy.
在我们分享经文之前，我们先来分享这两个词。第一个是喜乐。
Joy is a divine nature.
喜乐是神的一个本性。
Yeah. It's in Psalm 43 verse 4. And if you can, please turn your Bible to that.
弟兄姊妹们，如果有圣经的话呢，可以翻到诗篇43篇第四节。
And there the writer of the Psalm said, God my exceeding joy.
那诗篇的作者诗人在那里说是我最喜乐的神。
Yeah, this is actually it's a term. It's like a he gave God this. I think it's like a when Abraham says that on the mount of God, Jehovah will provide. Jehovah Jireh.
这好像就是一个词或者一个标签一样，就像亚伯拉罕说耶和华在耶和华的山上有预备。
Yeah, so here the writer says God my exceeding joy. He knows that this is God's attribute, His divine nature.
这里诗人说神是那最喜乐的神，好像他认识到喜乐是神的本性里面的一个。
Yeah, and in Psalm 16 verse 11, David said.You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there's a fullness of joy.
在诗篇十六篇第十一节，大卫在这里说：“你将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐。”
So we can see here that our God, he has the fullness of joy by himself.
所以我们这里看见说，我们的神在他那里有满足的喜乐。
Our God is the source of joy, and He is the joy giver.
我们的神就是那个喜乐的源泉，他也是那个喜乐的赐予者。
Yeah. And then we think about this. I think we're all familiar with Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉加拉太书五章二十二节。
There Paul told us that joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那里保罗弟兄告诉我们说，喜乐是圣灵的果子。
Yeah, it's the fruit of life.
是生命的果子。
So it's not a temporary thing.
它是不是一个暂时的事情
？It's not just a happy feeling or happy moment.
不是一个好像很快乐的感觉，不是一个很快乐的一个时刻。
In other words, God's joy or the joy that we receive does not depend on the circumstances.
换一句说，神的喜乐是不依赖于这个环境的。
Although circumstances can affect our thoughts and our feeling.
虽然这个环境会影响我们的感觉，会影响我们的想法。
But God's joy can remain in our heart.
但是呢，即使在这样的环境里面，神的喜乐还可以存在我们的心里面。
Yeah. So this is some thoughts about the word joy.
这是关于这个喜乐的这个词的一些思想。
Now how about fullness?
那我们来看看那个满足。
We find out fullness is also a divine attribute.
我们发现说满足也是神的属性里面的一个。
Now, brothers and sisters are all familiar with this verse. That's in John chapter 1 verse 16.
弟兄姊妹们都很熟悉这个经文，这是约翰福音一章十六节。
For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Yeah, you can see that in English, let's just say the fullness of, from his fullness. It's not just say about the full grace, but saying his fullness.
在英文的原文里面翻译说实际上是从他的丰满里面。
Yeah. And then the other place we're all familiar with is in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
另外一处的经文是以弗所书一章二十三节。
Here talk about the church is his body, is the body of Christ, and he is the fullness, the church is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里说教会是他的身体，就教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
Yeah, here again that tells us that our God, our Lord, he is the fullness, he is the one who fills all in all.
这里告诉我们说我们的主我们的神他就是那个丰满，他是那个充满万有的。
And this word also has a mean, has the meaning of, including its verb form, is to fill, to make something complete.
这里这个字的话呢还有动词的形式，就是说能够是充满，是那些东西满足。
So we thank our Lord because that means our God, his work is complete.
我们感谢我们的主，这里提到的丰满也有这个完全的意思，我们的主的工作是完全的。
Yeah, there's no defect, there's no shortcoming.
是没有缺点，没有缺陷的。
So there's no, if we put them together, we can think about this, that means that joy can meet every need. There's nothing that comes, it cannot overcome.
我们把这两个词放在一起，我们就看见说这个满足的喜乐就说明说这个喜乐是完全的，是能够胜过任何一切的环境的。
Yeah, so we see that fullness of joy is really related to God's purpose.
所以我们看见说这个满足的喜乐实际上跟神的旨意是有关系的。
And that's why Paul reminds the saints in the book of Philippians.
所以保罗在腓立比书里面提醒圣徒们，
He said, Rejoice in the Lord always.Again, I will say rejoice.
这里保罗弟兄说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
这腓立比书四章四节。
And then he told the church in Thessalonica, says, rejoice always.
他也在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面告诉信徒们说，你们要常常喜乐。
Yeah, so Paul knew this secret. He knew that without joy, if Christians cannot rejoice, they are defeated.
保罗弟兄知道那个秘密，他知道说如果一个基督徒他没有喜乐他已经失败了。
Yeah. So I think many children of God lost joy.
我相信说有很多神的儿女们失去了喜乐。
It's unfortunate, but that might be the condition.
这是一个很不幸的一个情况。
Because the Lord told us clearly, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
因为主清楚地跟我们说，盗贼来无非是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
So many people's joy was stolen, killed, or destroyed.
很多人的喜乐就被仇敌偷窃了、杀害了、毁坏了。
By the works of the enemy.
被仇敌的工作。
But thank our Lord, He also said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
那感谢主，他的话说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
So the Lord came to restore our life, including joy.
我们的主来就是要来恢复我们的生命，包括这个喜乐。
And to restore abundantly.
并且能够恢复的更丰盛。
Yeah. So we'll consider the passage. And I think brothers and sisters all familiar with these passages. This is from John chapter 14 to chapter 17.
我们来看看约翰福音里面14章到17章的这些经文。
So John recorded these words, and then chapter 14 to 16 is what the Lord spoke to the disciples.
约翰弟兄在这里面把主向门徒所说的话都记载下来了。
And then chapter 17 is the Lord's prayer to the Father.
在约翰十七章里面讲到是主向着父亲的祷告。
So in these four chapters, we found out that the Lord mentioned that. There's a phrase I repeated three times.
在这几章的圣经里面，我们看见说主讲的一个句话讲了三遍。
A phrase.
讲了一个词讲了三遍。
片语。
讲一个片语讲了三遍。
So the phrase is that your joy be made full.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Yeah. So I thank the Lord. I think the Lord tells us through these passages, he told us that the elements and the secrets to have a fullness of joy.
在主的这个话里面，他就告诉我们说，这个喜乐应该有哪些的元素，应该是怎么样的来活出来。
Yeah, so well, I think we'll, because of the limitation of time, we probably can only touch the first point today.
因着时间的关系，我们也只能分享第一段的经文。
Yeah, so please turn your Bible to John chapter 15.
请弟兄姊妹们翻到圣经约翰福音第十五章。
Yeah. So I think we'll read a few verses.
我们要读几处的经文。
Or maybe I will let you know which three passages has this phrase repeated.
或者我告诉大家这三处重复的这个短语在哪里。
Yeah, so you can take a note and then next time you will remember what we will talk about.
请弟兄姊妹能够记住这个三次的短语。
Yeah, so first one is in John chapter 15, verse 11.
第一处是在约翰福音十五章的第十一节。
These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And then the second time is in John chapter 16, verse 24.
第二处是约翰福音16章24节。
Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive.So that your joy may be made full.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And then the last time, the third time, is in John chapter 17, in our Lord's prayer to the Father, that is in verse 13.
最后一处是在约翰福音十七章，是我们的主向着父亲的祷告，是在十三节这里。
Yeah. But now I come to you.And these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Yeah. So this is the in Greek is very simple. It's a noun and a verb. Joy made full.
在希腊原文里面是非常简单，就是一个名词加一个动词，就是喜乐可以满足。
Yeah, so this is that's why I found out all these three actually the Lord repeat the phrase, but when we consider them, we cannot just consider the single verse. We have to look at the verse or consider the verse in its whole context.
这个短语就在这个三处的经文里面出现了三次。当我们在看这个短语的时候，我们不能只来看它这个短语，我们需要把它放在它的上下文里面来思想。
Yeah, so let's read John. So this time we'll read John chapter 15, and we'll read from verse 1, all the way to verse 14.
我们这次来读是十五章，我们从第一节读到第十四节。
Yeah. So I'll read in English, and my brother will read in Chinese.
我会读英文的，我的弟兄会读中文版。
I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
约翰福音十五章一到四节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
So in this whole passage, the Lord provides us the element or a secret to have fullness of joy.
在这段话里面，主实际上把怎样能够得到更满足的喜乐这个元素，还有这个秘密都告诉我们了。
So I think I want to use an illustration.
这里的话呢，我可能要给大家一个比喻。
Brothers and sisters, now we live in a modern world. So, you know, to get water is very easy. You just open the faucet and the water comes out.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在活在这个现代化的这个社会里面的话呢，我们要用水的话是非常简单的一件事情。我们只要把水龙头打开，水就来了。
Is it because we ourselves have the a reservoir of a big tank of water?
这是因为我们每个人家里面都有一个很大的水塔吗？或者一个水很大的水池吗？蓄水池吗
？I think we all know it's because the water company they have a huge reservoir, and all the water that we use, that what we need comes from that reservoir.
我们知道说，我们之所以有水在我们家里可以用，是因为在远处在自来水厂那里面，它有一个很大的蓄水池。
But a lot of time that we may have a trouble, when we turn on the faucet, we don't see much water flow out of the faucet.
有一些时候我们遇到一些难处，当我们打开水龙头的时候，那个水好像不是很多。
So the problem is that the pipe itself limits how much water we can get.
那个原因是因为那个水管的那个管子限制了那个水的水量。
And then sometimes it could be because the house that we live in is a really old house, so the water pipes itself, it was built with the old standard, so it's really thin pipes.
那有一些时候是因为我们的房子很旧，那个水管原来建造房子的时候，他们用的水管是非常细的水管。
Or maybe because it has been so old, it started to rust. Maybe it wasn't made of copper. Maybe it was made of lead or some other metal. So it started to rust and then started to clog.
那有一些时候是因为这个管子很旧了，也许这管子不是用铜做的，它可能是用铅做的，然后时间过去之后，它就会生锈，它就会越来越窄，里面堵了很多东西。
Yeah, so when we think, if today we need more water, we need a constant flowing water, we need to address the problem inside of the pipe.
今天如果我们要得到 源源不断的水的话呢，我们需要来解决管子里面的问题。
A lot of times, same wise in our spiritual life, a lot of times we only try to deal with the outside, our behavior, or just say, well, maybe I should think more positively, and then I have joy.
那我们讲到我们属灵的生活的时候呢，也是这样子。我们很多时候只是注重外面的事情，好像是我们需要有更好的态度啊，但其实的话呢，我们应该来看里面的这个问题。
Yeah, so the Lord here says very clearly,He says, He is the vine and we are the branches.
我们的主在这里说得非常清楚，他是那个葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Yeah, there's no other source we can get what we need.
除了他以外，我们没有任何的源头能够得到我们所想要得到的。
There's no substitution.
没有任何的东西能替代我们的主。
And then on the other hand, this branch cannot help itself.
另外一方面的话呢，这个枝子靠他自己，他是不能帮助自己的。
We're so used to live independently.
我们虽然是很习惯于很独立生活。
But now that we are branches attached or grown in this vine.
那现在的话呢，我们是枝子，我们的枝子是长在这葡萄树上面的。
So the branches cannot survive by themselves.
这个枝子的话呢，自己是不能存活的。
And the branch that does not abide in the vine is withered.
如果这个枝子不连在葡萄树上面的话呢，这枝子就枯萎了。
So in this new life, we need to learn to depend on Him in everything.
在这个新的生命里面，我们需要学习能够来凡事上面依靠我们的主。
And this needs us to trust Him and to rest in Him.
这需要我们来信靠他，来在他里面有安息。
There's a hymn that we all familiar with called Day by Day.
我们记得有首诗歌叫做每一天。
Yeah, there's a verse I really like. He says, Trusting my father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear.
其中有一句话我非常的喜欢，他说，我依靠天父周详的供应，我不再用恐慌与挂念。
Yeah. So this is the first thing we find from this passage.
这就是第一件事情我们从这段经文里面看到的。
And then it tells us that all, it actually tell, shows us that all the riches in the vine is available to the branches.
另外一点的话，我们能看见说，这个树里面，葡萄树里面所有的丰富，都向着这个枝子是敞开供应的。
I think brothers and sisters probably remember our brother Sam mentioned this description called the passively active.
弟兄姊妹们也许还记得孙立中以前曾经讲到过一种。就是情况，就是我们需要在被动中需要主动。
Yeah, so you can find that as a branch, we cannot make it the vine better, right? So that actually all that we need is to gratefully receive what the vine provides.
作为枝子的话呢，我们是不能做什么能够使这个树长得更好。我们所要做的就是我们在恩典中来接受这个树所提供的一切。
So this part is the passive part.
那这个部分的话呢，讲到说是被动的一部分。
But then later on, we see the Lord says, "You abide in me, and I in you."
在后面的经文里面，我们看见主说：“你们藏在我里面，我就藏在你们里面。”
So this is the active part. So there's a passive part, but there's also active part.
这是个主动的部分。我们知道有被动的部分，也有主动的部分。
So the active part is that we need to subjectively, cooperate with Him, and we need to stay with Him.
主动的部分说，我们需要主观的跟我们的主合作，并且能够住在他的里面。
So this is actually quite interesting. You see, the Lord didn't give us a very difficult way to live a Christian life.
我们这里看见说，有一件很有意思的事情，主并没有给我们一个很困难的方法，让我们来过基督的生活。
Yeah, if He says that you have to fast 3 times a week, you have to offer this and that, you know, and then you come to every meeting, which we have 10 per week.Just kidding. Then we'll say, oh, this is too hard for us.
如果我们主要求我们说你每周要进食3次，然后你要奉献这个，你要奉献那个，并且的话你每周还要参加每次的聚会，你也许有10次的聚会，这只是打个比方说，如果你一周有10次的聚会，每次都要参加，那是很困难的一件事情。
Yeah, but the Lord says that all we need is to realize we are branches in that already in the vine, but all that we need is to stay there.
但是我们的主这里告诉我们说，我们只需要意识到说，我们只是葡萄枝子，我们长在葡萄树上，我们所要做的只是待在那里。
Yeah, we stay, we abide in Him.
我们只是待在那里，我们住在他里面。
And then he followed with saying that just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you.
接着我们的主说, 我爱你们,
This is the objective truth.
这是一个客观的真理。
Yeah. But we should not doubt his love to us.
我们需要来住在主的爱中。
And then following, he says, abide in my love.
对, 我们不能怀疑主的爱, 然后接着他说, 住在我的爱中。
Yeah, so again, we see there's the passive part, but there's also the active part.
我们这里看见说, 有一个被动的部分, 有一个主动的部分。
And subjectively, we need to cooperate.
在我们主观里面的话呢, 我们需要来配合。
I think sometimes, maybe use another illustration, because some brothers and sisters may have an EV car nowadays.
我们也许在用另外一个比喻, 在现在时候我们有一些电车。
Yeah. The EV car, you recharge the battery, and then you can use that couple of days, right? Maybe a couple of days, or maybe a couple of hours, I don't know.
电车的话呢, 有个很大的电池, 你需要充电, 充完电之后, 你也许能够用一两天, 或者用一两个小时。
So unfortunately, some Christians live like an EV car.
但是很不幸的话呢, 有些基督徒, 他们的生活就好像那个电车一样。
We don't know that we do not realize that we are branches that always attach to the vine. But we live like an EV car. We come to a meeting and we get recharged and we use that for the rest of the week.
我们没有意识到说我们是葡萄枝子,我们是已经连在葡萄树上的,我们好像活得像个电车一样,每一周我们来到聚会中来充个电,然后呢,这个电就够我们用一周。
So that's no wonder that we feel our life is up and down and we have so many failures.
所以的话你就不奇怪了,你的生命中就起起伏伏,你就有很多的失败,因为你是个电车。
So the first secret is to abide.
所以第一个秘密就是你要住在主里面。
Abide in him and abide in his love.
要住在他里面,住在他的爱中。
The second part, the Lord says, keep his commandments.
第二部分的话呢,就想要说要遵守他的命令。
And here she says, love one another, this is my commandment.
这里说你们要彼此相爱,
just as I have loved you.
就像我爱了你们。
So this part, we find out, the Lord is expanding the pipe's diameter.
这里的话我们看见主做一个工作, 好像要来扩张那个管子的这个度量。
You know that, love one another as the Lord loves us is not an easy thing.
我们要彼此相爱,就像主爱我们,不是一件容易的事情。
So I remember one brother shared this many years ago, and that really encouraged me.
我记得有一位弟兄在许多年前有分享,这个分享的话实在是鼓励了我。
He says the Lord's command is to love one another, right?
他说,主的命令是要么彼此相爱,对不对?
So today the Lord gives you one brother to love.
今天我们的主给你一位弟兄,
and then when you learn well, he gives you another.
当你学会了以后, 那么主给你另外一位弟兄, 你再来学习爱他。
So that he expands our capacity or expands the diameter of the pipe.
借着这样的一个训练, 主就来扩张我们生命的度量, 就像那扩张水管的直径一样。
Yeah, if we don't need to love brothers and sisters, I myself is good with the Lord.
如果我们不需要来爱弟兄姊妹的时候, 如果我们自己一个人, 也许你跟主的关系还不错。
So, yeah, maybe we think our relationship is pretty good.
或者你自己觉得你跟主的关系还不错。
But this, we didn't know how thin that pipe is.
但是你不知道你的管道有多细。
But when we start to love others, when we start to love one another, we find out, Lord, I need a bigger pipe.
当你要在学习操练这个彼此相爱的时候,你就会发现说你的管子太细了,你会跟主说,主啊,我需要更粗的管子。
And this is why the Lord here says that if we abide him and we pray to him, he will answer.
这就为什么主在这里说,我们住在他的里面,我们奉他的名祷告,他就来答应我们。
Because he knows already we need to ask him to enlarge the pipe. We need more grace, we need more of his love to fill us so we can love others.
因为他知道说,当我们去彼此相爱的时候,我们就会跟他祷告,我们需要扩张我们生命的度量,那么他就把他自己的生命呢,丰丰富的充满我们。
And the last verse that we read, he talked about a man's, I'm sorry, Greater love has no one than this, that one lays down his life for his friends.
最后他提到说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这大的。
Here the lay down his life.
这里提到说，为朋友舍命。
Is to lay down the soul life.
这里提到说是把这个魂生命放下。
Yeah. So a lot of time we find out what is limiting the water flow.
很多时候我们发现说，那个限制这个水流的这个原因。
It's ourself.
是我们自己。
I'm more important than anything else.
你自己觉得说我比所有的事情都重要。
I'm still in charge.
我仍然在掌控。
But are we willing to lay down it for the sake of love?
但是我们愿意不愿意为爱的缘故把我们自己放下呢？
Then the Lord can reveal more of himself to us.
让主把他自己更多的显现在我们里面。
Can feel more of himself in us.
让主把他生命更多的充满我们。
That we may have the fullness of joy.
让我们能够得着这个满足的喜乐。
So that concludes my sharing today.
这就是我今天的分享。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you. You love us so much.
父亲，我们谢谢你，因为你何等的爱我们。
We're so blessed. We're your children.
我们是何等蒙福的，我们是何等蒙福的百姓，成为你的儿女。
And you have given the best.That is your son to us.
你已经把那最好的就是你的儿子赐给我们。
In him, we can enjoy all your fullness.
在他的里面，我们能够享受你赐给我们一切的丰富。
Including the fullness of joy.
包括那满足的喜乐。
We thank you that you have shown us the way to have this fullness of joy.
我们谢谢你，因为你已经把那条路指明给我看，让我们知道怎么能够得到那满足的喜乐。
We pray that you help us draw our heart and our attention to you.
我们祷告你来帮助我们，来吸引我们的心和我们的注意力，更多的向着你自己。
That we always abide in Christ.
让我们能够一直不断的住在基督里面。
Let your Holy Spirit work in us to bear the fruit of joy.
愿你圣灵在我们里面继续做工，能结出那生命的果子，喜乐的果子来。
That these fruits may glorify your name.
让这些生命的果子能够荣耀你的名。
Enlarge our capacity, Lord.
主，你在扩张我们生命的度量。
That we may love one another as you command us.
让我们能像你命令我们的一样，能够彼此来相爱。
That your house is filled with your love and filled with your joy.
让你家里面充满了你的爱，充满你的喜乐。
That your house may glorify your name.
愿你的家能够来荣耀你的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。